now.
Yeah, that's recorded. That's how you keep it real. We're still keeping it real.
That is just demented.
That's right.
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
I got a lot of, hi guys, I got presents for my birthday. Transformers t-shirts.
By the way, I didn't know that we just had to say our favorite thing on the air and we would get that as a present. So just so everybody knows.
I like cars.
I like Tasty Delight. And I believe they have coupons.
Oh,
like,
no.
They
all
have,
coupons.
They have,
okay.
They have gift certificates if you want to send it to our P.O. box.
I'm glad you said that. I would have sent you ice cream.
Oh.
Look at these Transformers t-shirts.
Yes, look at them. Let's look at them.
Look at this one. Oh. Look at this one. Oh. One of them has the Autobot symbol.
The weirdest thing is, as Keith is opening his presents, he's explaining to us what each t-shirt is. I've never seen him more geeky.
Oh, it's the Autobot face, but it's all rusty looking.
Because you're hardcore.
I'm hardcore Autobot.
Such a nerd.
This one has, why don't I know his name? The truck, the main truck.
You said it before.
I know.
Oh my god. You don't deserve these t-shirts.
No. What's his name? The main truck.
Go to the next guy.
Ah, damn it. Okay, what's the main truck? And he says, hooked on Energon, and that's because they take Energon cubes for power. And then, this is actually my favorite. It has Grimlock, the dinosaur robot, and it says, me Grimlock kick butt. That's my favorite. She didn't even know that I went to a garage sale, and before I even got my very first...
Because garage sales is where you guys used to buy everything,
that was
right?
Where we shopped. And before...
Keith is from the country, and the family didn't have much money.
Before I got my first Transformers, which I won in some TV contest, it was the white car. They're called some Auto something, not Autobots, you know, Auto something. And I got the white one. Yeah, I won it in the TV. You rate them, and you can win that or My Little Pony.
Ooh, My Little Pony.
No.
Nobody send me anything My Little Pony. I hate... I think My Little Pony is a great concept, but I hate stuffed bears.
It is a great concept.
I hate stuffed bears. I hate stuffed anything. I hate little kitschy things that all they do is just stand there.
Do you know that My Little Pony was almost called Chicks Are Stupid, but they called it My Little Pony instead at the last minute?
That's so funny.
No, it's a little joke. So I'm at a garage sale, and I got a clay version of Grimlock.
You should see his face right now. He's just thinking about it. He's like, I didn't got it.
It's a dinosaur, but I even forget what it turns into. It's a dinosaur that somebody had to program to talk stupid. It's a robot in the future, and they had to program it. So it goes, me, Grimlock. I'm from the future. Grimlock, eat things. Oh, that's my favorite.
And then we also got magnets.
Oh, yeah. Those. You know what? Those are growing on me. Not the magnets, the idea. First, I thought it was stupid. It's those cute bunnies.
Yeah.
Cute-looking bunnies, and there's sayings on the bottom of them. Yours said, cute but psycho, things even out. And mine has the bunny with hands on his mouth, like he's ashamed or something. It says, oops, I pooped on your things. I poop on things, so that's perfect.
Can you put up the Mohegan Sun story? Because that's when you actually did poop on something in the Mohegan Sun.
All right.
You going to put it up?
Yeah, I took a dump on Mohegan Sun's couch, and we'll put it on the website.
KeithandTheGirl.com, Mohegan Sun story. This is just when we were first dating. It was quite an experience. And by the way, I was there on a work capacity, and he shat on the Mohegan couch's sun. Couch. Right. Mohegan Sun's couch.
Now you know the whole story.
No, it's a good story.
I was really into the Transformers. My older brother was into Dungeons and Dragons a lot.
A whole family of geeks.
And I didn't really get it. He's 4 years older than me. I didn't really understand Dungeons and Dragons. He tried to play it with me, of course. You know, who else would he play with? And I guess he's still in high school. At the oldest, he was in 12th grade. But he's the dungeon master. Do you know anything about it? You know about it. Do you know what you do?
No, I just know that Dungeons and Dragons is a bunch of geeks usually getting together and playing. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. That's just it. I know Victor used to play it.
You don't really have pieces. You just have sheets of paper that tell you about your guy and how But everything, like how strong he is, you're 12 strong, you're 12 charisma, blah, blah, blah. And then you roll dice to get, when you get in certain situations that he's telling you the story. Like you walk into a tunnel and there's two doors. What do you do? And I'm like, what can I do? He's like, do whatever you want.
What the hell?
And I'm like, I spit on the ground. And he's like a little mad, like I'm not taking it serious. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, so what happened? That's it. You spit on the ground. Okay. Now what can I do? Whatever you want to do. I'm going to pee on the ground. Okay, you just peed on the ground. What happened? So I couldn't have been any fun. One time we went to a...
So he was in 12th grade and you were in 8th grade?
At the oldest, yeah.
Okay.
But we went to a Dungeons & Dragons convention once.
This is when
and
you
now,
guys...
And now we're in our first apartment because he has...
Oh, okay.
Because he has the car.
At the time... You always say now. At the time you were in your first apartment.
This was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, and we go there, and it was fun. It was fun. We were in it. We played Dungeons & Dragons with maybe a group of, like, six strangers.
Shut up.
It was cool. And then we ended up playing that game Battletech, where you're a robot, and there's an actual board to that, and you still have your sheets of paper, but it's more real as a game other than making stuff up. Anyways, that was a lot of fun. And then it's, you know, and I think it was a two-day event, I think. I think we went for both days, and on the second day, we got a flat tire or something, or maybe I don't know what was wrong with the car, but the car wouldn't... We couldn't move the car at all, and my dad had to pick us up.
How far away were you?
An hour, maybe. Okay. Maybe, at the most. And he waited, like, 5 hours.
Oh, my. 5 hours to even leave the house?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. This was before cell phones.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we just, and God forbid you're late when our parents pick you up. You have to be right where you are, no matter how late they are. So we had to stand outside in the cold and just wait.
Oh, my God. That's bananas. But that reminds me, I don't know why, but remember we were at the DMV with Evan, our old roommate?
Right.
And all their computers shut down all of a sudden. So we three just sat in wherever, like sort of at the edge by the wall while everyone's waiting for the computers, and we started playing Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And it was passing the time along. There's nothing to do. And then one of the security guards passes by, and he's like, you can't play. You can't play here.
Right.
And we're like, okay, we're playing Uno, and the computers are down. Like, you're lucky no one's rioting.
Right.
It's New York, and everyone hates
the
DMV.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and we know we're going to be there for 2 hours anyway. You're not going to let us play.
Probably took off work, even.
Well, no. He might have. He might have. We didn't. It's during the week. But
No, not us. Other people.
Oh, yeah. Other people
took
off work.
You can't take a lunch break.
Exactly. It takes forever, so we can't play Uno. So then Keith, I don't know what makes you polite in certain situations. Keith's like, okay, we better pack up. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What's he going to do, come back and arrest us for playing Uno? I would love that. And I know you would too. You just forget.
I think he's not having fun. Nobody's having fun. Nobody can have fun.
Right. That's like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your dad says no laughing at the table.
You can't laugh at the table. He always, you know how I get that that girly laugh sometimes when I get into it? My dad always thought my laugh was fake.
That was him laughing.
Right. And I would, I'd always get in trouble for that. You can't burp at the table.
And well, that's normal.
No, of course, if you can't burp by accident, though. You know those little burps. You can't do that by accident. And I go, I honestly didn't know I was going to do it.
Like those ones that I do that I think people can't hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so weird. Just, and kind of recently that you know that I've had to point them out. You really think you don't know when you, like, burp?
Because I'm closing my mouth and I'm doing a little bitty burp.
And we hear it and we see your body move. So my dad would say, though, even if you think you're going to burp, go outside. That'd be a fun dinner. Everybody goes outside and comes back, and you're over for dinner, and they're like, what? Where's everybody going? Personal.
This is the same guy that poops with the door open.
My dad is claustrophobic a little bit, and he goes in the bathroom and leaves the door wide open. The worst shit. How can... Do you still have a wife, for Christ's sake? Sometimes I fart, and then I fart too many times in a row, and I'm like, oh, that's how are you going to find me attractive? He's taking dumps.
Okay.
Oh, gross. We're doing a clown thing. I was doing a clown thing this last weekend with a new job, and now you take a partner with you, and he gets in these costumes.
Keith is no longer doing big head costumes.
No, I think, sir.
That is a big clap. It is a big moment in a clown's career when he decides, it's true, when he decides he's not going to do big head costumes because he's so fucking fed up with it. Keith has decided not to do it anymore, which is a big, huge step. And how was your first weekend without costumes?
I had this. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Isn't it so different?
Never again. Never again, you fuckers.
You know what? For the first time.
And I'm talking to your kids.
For the first time, though, you didn't come home like this fucking job. You were all right. I was like, how's your day? You're like, okay, fine. Right?
Yeah, I'll have less stories. That's too bad. But here's one. This guy is doing my costumes guy. And we see a big apartment building. And he goes, do you know what floor this is on? I'm like, 15. I couldn't tell if the 5 was a J. So 1J or 15, but either way, I think it's on the first floor. You know, and I just figure, we have cotton candy and stuff with this company. So, you know, maybe, please quit touching things. So maybe that's what he's talking about, how to carry things. And he goes, okay, because I can't go in elevators. And I go, are you claustrophobic? And he's like, yeah. Can you get into a costume? Usually. Well, let's hope things work out because we're here. And then he ends up, it's a Spider-Man costume. One of the easiest costumes. And he comes out and he is the skinniest, gayest Spider-Man you've ever seen in your life. The skinny costume's hanging off of him.
This is a spandex costume that is supposed to actually fit on you. Can you imagine a spandex costume swimming on a boy, on a teenager?
So the saddest, and it's a black party, and they're all just laughing.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if you noticed, but they're all laughing, and I couldn't make out what they're saying, but you know, like, this is the skinniest Spider-Man I've ever seen.
Aw.
Yeah, and then he finishes, and like, he's like, never again Spider-Man. Wow. I'm like, how the fuck then Barney and Elmo? Never again Spider-Man? And he's like, yeah, it's so hot in there. It's so hot. It's so hot. In fact, if I knew it was going to be so hot, I wouldn't have left my sweatpants on. What? I'm seeing your bones.
With sweatpants.
Yeah.
So weird.
So weird. That head just, the mass just, you know what I mean? Just
leaks on you.
Oh.
Gross. This poor kid. One day he's going to realize he's going to start taking some steroids and then forget about it.
This kind of reminds me of my brother. 37 people were dead in a Japanese train derailment. Two of them were Americans. There was a bombing in Iraq. Four of them were Americans. And my older brother used to get mad at the news whenever they said that, like Americans are better than regular people. Do you know what I mean? Why not just say people? Why say
regular
how many are
people.
Americans?
Well, because it's a war, no?
Or like a bombing, like this, or like this, I'm not a bombing, this Japanese train derailment.
Oh.
You would be mad that, like, why do you point out the Americans? And I agreed, but then I got older, and I'm like, no, I want to know, you know?
That is true, though. I guess because
it's
you're...
It's a true point, but I want to know what country I'm from. I'm curious, and I don't think it's ignorant.
I think it's because they're reporting in America about Japanese, so
correct.
That people would know that...
It's an important story. Ching chong.
Baby. You're so stupid.
He said ching chong. People complained that last time I said ching chong.
Yeah, but they complained to the wrong podcast.
They complained to the wrong show. And also then you see emails like circling. Like they said all these horrible things, blah, 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 blah. I said ching chong. That's not going to hold up in court. Ching chong. Your Honor, he said ching chong. And if you look at me, ass, I'm a ching chong. So you know he's talking about me. I would write all these. I'm writing all these stories, and I'd write about the Japanese guy that was my boss with this big head. I called him not Japanese, excuse me, Chinese, because I'd call him Chinaman Fathead. That was his name. And
I don't even really know his name. He would come home.
Oh God!
He would come home. He worked there at least like 3-4 months
yes.
or something. He would come home from work, and fucking Chinaman Fathead said. That would be his name.
And I'd read these stories, and I was wondering if
But even my friends would say, what about Chinaman
right.
Fathead?
And I'd read these things about him. I'm like, can he sue? Like, can he go to court one day and go, obviously I was his boss. I'm a Chinaman.
And look at my fat
head. It's huge. I have a fat head. Obviously, this is me. In that case, you know what? If you have the balls to do that, you may sue me. Obviously, he means me.
That's retarded.
Oh, and I got from somebody else a Transformers book.
Wait, it didn't even have a name when it came. Yeah, wait to figure it out.
Transformers, the Ultimate Guide. And it talks about all the toys from the different generations and all the TV shows. You know, they have those Seinfeld guides and stuff. Well, this is a Transformers guide.
You also have 101 Things to Do Before You Die. That's another book.
I don't...
No?
It's a little...
You were excited about it.
I was very excited because it sounded interesting. But here's one. Attend a film premiere. Rub shoulders with the rich and famous. After the movie, try to crash the after show party. If you don't actually manage to do any of the above, or at least make sure you go home with a souvenir program and a goodie bag. Okay, that's not a hard one, I guess.
Did I tell you
once
already?
Once fly a plane.
Yeah, well, we can do that.
You can take classes, take $6,000 in classes to fly a plane.
One is...
Fuck a midget. That's one.
One is win $6,000 in poker or something.
One is, master poker. And come home with a huge jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to be a bum with this book and go, only one more to go. Master poker. That's not hard. How about master bowling?
Blech.
Master it and score 300.
I didn't mean to say blech about bowling, but mastering bowling. You know, when I go bowling, I either get like a strike or nothing. It's ridiculous. Mm. So it turns out to be I suck.
Join the Mile High Club. That's a good one. Catch a fish with your bare hands. Own an original work of art.
Take your girlfriend out.
No.
Yep.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere here.
Yeah.
The Transformers book, you were saying there was no gift card. When you buy some for somebody from these places like Amazon and all them, this was buy.com, they fuck it up anytime you give it to them. There's no gift card in there. There's no name, you know? And I know she wanted one in there. There's nothing in there. I got something for you.
For me?
Don't get excited. there was time. I didn't think there'd be time, but there was time and you didn't see. So I opened it up and I was going to rewrap and check everything. They leave everything in there. The price was in there.
Oh.
The card wasn't in there. Instruction. I don't know. But they just fuck it up.
Wow.
You know?
That's a big fuck up.
You can't
though.
Have that middleman. They will fuck up your gift.
And yet, I'm going to send Crystal online for her baby shower.
Yeah, that's fine for her.
Because it's the best thing to do is just order it instead of taking it home and packaging mm-hmm. it and whatever.
Don't mess it up.
You don't mess it up.
What? Last night I saw Closer.
Yeah, thanks for seeing it without me.
Yeah.
Is that the Johnny Depp one?
No, Closer is... Oh, I saw Rear Window too, but not Rear Window. Secret Window. Closer sucks, by the way.
What is Closer?
Who's the best actress? Who's the most famous actress? Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts and this girl, the girl from Star Wars, and two other blokes. And the life is crazy, and they meet the other person in the couple,
oh,
and they
I
break
wanted
up.
To see that.
You don't.
No?
It is terrible.
Even
they
as
just
a girl,
jump 4 years ahead, 2 years ahead. They don't explain things in the middle. Now they're broken up. Now they're back together. That's supposed to be part of the...
Oh, it's artsy?
It's kind of artsy in mm-hmm. that way. And it's just stupid. It's just fucking ridiculous. Thank you. what was I going to say? Oh, that chick from... I forget her name, but the other chick from In Closer, not Julia Roberts, that was in... she was in Star Wars. One-Eyed Davis.
Your ex-roommate, One-Eyed Davis.
Loved her. Was in love with her after seeing the new Star Wars movies.
That's not Natalie Portman, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Me.
And would say how much he loves her, and I'm like, I'm gonna bang the shit out of her when I see her. And he's like, don't say that. I'm like, what? Don't say that. How would you like it if I started saying things about somebody that you were in love with? I'm like, you are fucking dead serious. Yeah. Like, all right, we're going to get married someday. He's dead serious. He's at the minimum 25. I think 28 back then.
And she was really young back then.
And she was young back then, too.
She was underage.
And he was dead serious. He would get together. He would be mad at me because, the first or second one where Yoda fights, I guess the second one. And I'm like, so what do they have Yoda doing it? He's like, oh, you'll see. He's amazing. You'll see. He worked at one of the a record store, and he I forget which one, but a famous chain, and he where his name is on the name tag, he wrote it himself. He typed it out himself and pasted on there his name, Davis, Jedi Master.
Aren't these the same people that go to conventions?
Not
to
those? Yeah, maybe when you're 14 and you're still going.
By the way, did you get laid at the convention?
Yeah, at the convention I went to the...
oh, wait, you're only in eighth grade.
Of course.
Forget it. You're a jerk. By the way, One-Eyed Davis is also on Keith's website. His picture's on there, right?
Yeah.
Under
some theater thing he's doing, under pictures somewhere.
Under pictures, yeah. Where it's...
I don't know.
Just look through somewhere. All the pictures, it'll say. It's a pretty funny picture.
My friend Craig said that would tell Davis that he knew the Force. And Davis would get mad because obviously my friend Craig is making fun of the Force. and he's like, no, I know the Force. Do you? Now, keep in mind, I think he's at least 28. He was at least 28, definitely, now that I think about it. You have a call from this company.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to take it?
No, I'm not going to take it.
And he's like, no, I really know the Force. If you know the Force, move this soda can from here to over there.
This is an adult.
This is a grown man, at least 28. Okay, I'll do it. Okay, do it. So Craig takes the soda can with his hand, takes his other hand like he's waving at it like a magic trick and goes, ooh, and he starts carrying it to the other side of the room real slow and then puts it down. Ooh, there, I did it with the Force. Here's what David said. You moved it with your hand. I saw it. He would watch television all the time, and anytime someone was given an award or saying saying what it's like to be in this movie, he would nod his head, like he's like yeah. He's like this is the first I'm the first black person to win whatever. And he's like yes, good. And I don't know why it bothered me so much. Like they're not talking to you. You both haven't been through a lot.
But you get weirded out when like I listen to some kind of advice on the radio, and then I go, and you're like, yeah, you agree. Or I go, oh my God, like no one's talking to you. But it's just a feeling you get when you hear things.
And he never knew he did it. One time I asked him, like, you know you do this, and it's weird. Because you'll look at him, because you could just stare at him, because he only has one eye. So if you're on the right side, he can't see you.
He doesn't only have one eye.
Right. So you're just staring at him, and he can't see you, and you're like, what the you're like mouthing, what the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? And I'd like to thank my wife, and he's like, I'm like, are you thanking her too? Did she both stand by your side when times were tough?
Did you really sit next to him and look at him and go and mouth, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You are a terrible human being.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw Secret Window. Oh, my Christ. All right, fast forward this 10 seconds if you don't want to hear this. It's getting a little interesting. You can't tell if it's somebody supposedly wrote a book that, and this guy, Johnny Depp, wrote something.
Johnny Depp is being accused of plagiarism.
And John Turturro wrote the exact same book, you know, across the country. It ends. Johnny Depp and John Turturro are the same fucking person.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's like Fight Club where they're the same person.
Shut up.
Yes, he's still making all this shit up in his head.
So he's just psychotic? That's the ending?
Yeah, he's psychotic. Then he committed all these murders but needed the balls of the John Turturro personality to do it.
He committed murders?
Yeah. Yeah.
The murders in the stories?
The murders that Johnny Depp was looking for help, right? To find John Turturro.
Right.
Stop doing that. Please stop eating.
I'm not eating.
What are you doing?
I'm adjusting.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sprained your foot and you're adjusting ice. I thought you kept going into cereal bags.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you see me putting anything in my mouth?
No, because I keep yelling at you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here it comes.
You think I'm fat.
So they're the same. So he gets help from people, and then his John Turturro personality kills these people so that John Turturro is not figured out.
Oh.
Christ.
Okay, that's... It was really boring in the beginning. Does it stay that boring?
Yeah, it does.
Keith gives up on me. I say I want to see movies, and if I don't do it fast enough, he'll just watch it by himself.
Yeah, you have to. Or
I know.
Or, Yeah, I hate all the. I liked Fight Club until that end. You saw Fight Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until the end, where they're the same fucking person, and when they're in that hotel room and you see them both and they're staring at each other, and or whatever, they switch seats, and you're like, no, fucking no.
I have to say,
no.
I didn't really enjoy it the whole way, but I don't like people punching each other.
That's the part I like.
I know, yeah.
I can see how that would feel good.
Mona thought it was really deep.
Yeah, it was real deep. Deep and stupid. It's stupid.
I
deep and stupid. Stupid.
I enjoyed the deep part more, like the deep understanding
Christ.
Of it.
Vanilla
more than the actual fighting, because I don't like watching people fight. Vanilla Sky sucks.
Vanilla Sky. I was in
horrendous,
a theater.
That was horrendous. Horrendous. Horrendous.
I was with some chick.
I want the 2 hours back.
And Tom Cruise is in the bar, and I think right before he goes, there's so much noise. He's like, "Shut up!" And everybody freezes. I think right before that, I'm like, "If he's fucking crazy, I'm gonna bang my head off this fucking chair."
You said that to the girl?
Yeah, yeah. I swear to God. And then everybody goes, "Everybody shut up!" And every time freeze, I'm Jesus Christ.
Did you bang your
head? No, that's the irony.
Did you sleep with her afterwards?
Yes.
That's all I ever want to know. Was it your first date?
Yes.
Did she like the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I believe.
If she liked the movie, would you tell her that you hated it and go on and on?
Oh, she knew. She knew right then. I think she found it cute.
Oh, okay. It's amazing how much people find you cute.
I am cute.
You're so cute.
Thank you. Oh, I hate any of those. Any of those that where the person's crazy. Person's crazy or not really there. Sixth Sense is the only people that can do it because they did it right.
Yeah, you can't just
and
say the whole
and
plot.
And Secret Window,
that,
by the way, is the exact same ending of Fight Club. There's no difference.
That's annoying.
There's no difference.
You can't just make crazy the absolute reason that everything happened, because that's a cheap ending,
and that's what makes a movie, and that's why before I quickly said Shakespeare sucks. He does fucking suck, because the end is pussy. The end, everybody's dead.
That's the end of Shakespeare's.
That's why I think everybody can make a movie. They watch this Shakespeare, and it's building up and building up and building up, and you're like, oh, this is going to be fantastic. How's he end it? Everybody's dead. That's the fucking end. Everybody's dead, and everybody's like, oh, I can fucking make a movie then.
No,
everybody's dead. Oh, way to think it through. How
no.
do you tie these together? I kill everybody.
That's not true. Like, but his, and I don't know a lot of Shakespeare stories, but let's say Romeo and Juliet. There was a reason. Wait, there was a reason why mm-hmm. people were dead at the end, and it's not just that he just needed to end things. She thought that he was dead, and then he thought that she was dead, so he killed himself, mm-hmm. and then she woke up and found out he's dead.
That's beautiful.
It's romantic.
It's very romantic.
But it had a reason. It's not just a cop out.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
That one you're not going to agree to.
No.
That's not a cop-out
ending.
Is it
a coincidence that every fucking movie?
It's not a movie.
Every fucking Shakespeare book. Well, I only watch the movie versions. But Jesus Christ. They all
maybe
fucking suck.
Well, that would just, you could just throw it to like, that's his style.
That's his style. And let me tell you something else about Secret Window. If Stephen King only took the time to make a short story, don't make it a movie. Stop taking Stephen King's short stories, and make movies. He didn't find it interesting enough to make it a full-page story, a full book. So it's not interesting enough. Trust him.
And yet he gave the rights to do it.
So I blame him. Fuck him too, then. Is that what you want? Are you happy now?
I'm so
your buddy
thrilled.
Stephen King. John Turturro came into the first store I worked at when I came to New York. I was in Brooklyn at a toy store managing it. And John Turturro came in during Halloween sometime. And it's Halloween day. School had already started. And he's like, all right, I need a costume for my kid in school. And I'm like, okay. And then this girl comes in dressed as a clown for Halloween. And she goes, hey, John Turturro. And he's like, yeah. And she goes, I was in, I Like It Like That. Or what's that movie he did that sounds like that? I'm sorry, that Spike Lee did.
Oh.
Is it called I Like It Like That?
No.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
And she goes, I was in this movie with you. You probably don't recognize me. And he looks at her and goes, no.
Mm.
And that made me so mad. I hated him ever since.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, no. Who cares? Say yes. Or just go, you probably don't recognize me with his makeup on. No. Who gives a fuck? Just make her day.
Oh, well, I...
You don't have to lie, but you don't have to be a dick about it.
I wouldn't be able to lie about it.
Right, okay, just go, no, sorry, I don't remember. I think the movie's called I Like It Like That. but no, you didn't have to be a dick, and so I deliberately gave him a costume three sizes too small.
What is wrong with you?
Well, here's what I think. I think he gives it to the kid. The kid gets made fun of all day. Right? The kid comes home crying.
This makes you happy.
Who gets in trouble? John Turturro from his wife for making his kid cry and not buying a costume on time like everybody knows to do.
You're a nice person.
John Turturro was in trouble that day, guaranteed, courtesy of this guy, me. No.
Anything else on the menu? He's looking through his little notes that he's been writing.
I got lists.
Is it okay to say that?
Yeah, now you got to talk to him. Now I'm going through them. last night after the movies, I was looking at Entertainment Weekly and Extra, like, got together and is doing this movie reviews for summer.
Okay.
Things are looking good. Brand new Batman.
Oh, right.
That's it. Brand new Batman. They're redoing Bad News Bears.
That would be interesting.
That'd not be interesting.
Billy Bob Thornton is the perfect person to do it.
Yeah, so you know who was? That guy that was in it in fucking 1970-something. That was a good movie. That was a good movie. Redo bad movies. Redo,
why?
Thank you. Then why do anything?
I don't know, but you know what? Bad News Bears? That's going to get a lot of people out in the theaters. Totally.
Anything
totally.
Will. Anything will. Why waste your time remaking that? Remake Caddyshack. You know what I mean?
Why not? No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. That's my point. Jiminy Glick is doing a movie.
Jiminy Glick? That pretend character?
Yeah. He's doing a movie. It's going to suck.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Because he did his show. Martin Short did the Martin Short show. And then he had this character, Jiminy Glick. It's real fat, because fat is funny. Mm-hmm. I'm not denying that. And that's the only funny part of the show. The show, it is so funny. He's this fat reporter that knows nothing about his guests.
It is funny.
It's hilarious.
The show is funny, but I don't know how they would stretch
it
out to
Then
a
they
movie.
Gave him the Jiminy Glick show, and for a half hour, he's Jiminy Glick. So he comes out and talks to the audience and makes little jokes, and then somebody in the audience does something. Obviously, everything's fake, and it's awful.
Really?
The only time it's good is the two segments where he's doing the interview part.
The interviews are hilarious.
And that's what hilarious. And he's going to do this movie, and it's going to suck. It's going to suck.
You're
going to
watch it, though. You're going to see it in the movie theater, possibly.
Okay, but when everybody says it sucks, he's still going to be rich, but he's going to be fucking crying at night. Okay. Thank you. He's going to be trolling the message boards going, what the fuck? It doesn't matter who you are.
I disagree with you. And I think that as long as people are making money...
So Jiminy Glick hates us. He's just fucking with us then.
Well, what's his face? Ben Affleck, who's been doing shit movies but getting paid a lot. You think he's crying?
I don't think he's crying. He doesn't know. He thinks these movies were good. How come this guy, Martin Short, doesn't know this movie's going to be bad?
He cannot think that Geely was good.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
I went to the theater and saw it. I thought it was going to be good.
No, but he can't think that it ended up good.
Al Pacino's in it. This other guy's in it?
That doesn't mean it's good.
Okay, once you made it, maybe you don't like it.
But is he crying now?
That's different.
Martin Short thinks that this movie's going to come
talking
out
about
good.
When
he thinks the movie's going to come out good.
Once then he's an idiot to start.
Oh, come on. All these people are idiots then because they all think it's going to be good.
Thank you.
He did not prove a point at all.
No, he should know this is going to be bad because it's fake. Do you know what I mean? Ali G movie is fake. The way Jerky Boys is fake. All those things suck that are fake. How come he doesn't know that? How come he didn't do his research and go, we only like Jiminy Glick when he's doing interviews?
I don't know, because somebody offers you a great big opportunity and you think you might be able to do right by it.
He's coming in on Tuesday. We'll ask him.
Yeah, right.
And neither here nor there news. You notice when we were watching Amityville, well, obviously, there's that priest, and he's trying to save the day. And I forget what else we were watching. We're watching all these movies where the priest saves the day. You notice there's not one where a rabbi saves the day? Does that ever... Do you ever question that when you're watching a movie and you know, it takes place in a church or a priest has to do something heroic. Constantine, End of Days.
It's
endless movies.
It's not the priests that are actually, it's because it's based on Catholicism or Christianity.
Nothing's based on Judaism.
Yeah, because we don't believe in hell or all these weird things that you can base a movie around. Like the cross is now upside down. That's a thing. What are they going to say? The Jewish star is lighting up or something?
Can something not touch the floor? Like, oh no, the matzah bread touched the floor.
And base a whole movie around it? Sure. The matzah bread is now bleeding. There's no flies in Judaism that represent evil or whatever.
It's always going to be
11th
or 12th grade. Me and my friend Marcus would tell these girls that were 1 year younger than us that we were really undercover cops.
You're a terrible human being. I've said it before.
We were trying to impress them, I guess, and we told them we were undercover cops, like 21 Jump Street, and that... you know, we were the same age, but we're from another area, and we came to find the secret stuff going on in Somerset High School, because it's a crazy school. Am I wrong, ladies? No. There's a bunch of crazy things happen. Nothing happened. There weren't drugs.
That's what they said, though? It's a crazy school?
Yeah, that's all you have to say. Like, make somebody think they're exciting, right? Your workplace is crazy, am I right? Oh, yeah, it is crazy. It's definitely crazy. And we see them, like, on the other end of a hallway. Crowded with people, but they didn't see us. All of a sudden, we would run through all the people and pass them, but not act like we saw them, and like turn a corner and be like, he's on the roof.
Seriously?
Yeah, and they think we were undercover cops.
And were they scared?
No, they were excited.
What
Their
did you get out of it?
Boyfriend, I ended up fucking Jessica.
When?
After,
you didn't have sex until after high school.
After high school.
So she still believed you were 21 Jump Street after high school?
She had the wonder.
Shut up.
I never denied it.
Wait, you were seniors in high school?
We were 11th or 12th grade, yeah.
Shut up. But what did you get, like, at that moment? You made out with her or whatever?
With the other one, Janaea.
So, and then after a year, you had sex with the other one?
Yes.
Why am I laughing at this? You're the reason why I never trusted boys. Do you know, when I was younger...
Her boyfriend at the time when we had sex was a cop.
What?
Her fiancé was a cop.
Is this the girl that I know about?
No.
Oh. You did that to more people?
Had sex with people that were married?
Oh, you know what? It is the married people's fault. That's not your fault. That's true. He was a cop?
Yes.
And this is a girl that
she
believed
thought
you
I was
were
a
from-
cop, yeah. That guy should be thanking me.
I hope that you have some sort of reunion soon and that you point out every single girl that you said everything to, because you have some retarded stories. But do you know, like, when I was younger and guys used to hit on me, my first reaction was, like, not believing them. Because I never knew, like, if somebody was messing with me or not, you know? Because I saw, like, too many movies. You know, the after-school specials is, like, the guy hitting on the girl because she's, like, the nerd. And then he's like, ha, 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 we weren't really hitting on you. And the same thing to guys. So I didn't believe people for a long time. Sometimes they were really hitting on me. And I was like, yeah, okay, bye.
Oh, that's smart. More advice from about raising your kids from the people that don't have kids.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Don't put your kid through a private school. All girls or all boys.
Well, not all girls are all boys, but definitely. Like, I don't mind private schools.
For private world, that'll be fine. And then you have...
No, for a focused scholastic education.
Yes.
Yeah. In New York, yeah.
In New York, yes.
Yeah, well, if I lived in Somerset, I wouldn't put my kids in a private school. Your school was great in the country. Like, you had karate classes for free. You had everything for free. Every after-school activity.
Real pool.
Yeah, and people paid attention to you. You had smaller classes. Your entire high school was the size of 1 year of my high school. We had about 1,000 people per grade, right?
Yeah.
What did you have?
I have no idea. Say we had,
but you knew everybody in your school, right?
Yes.
I hardly knew my grade. Yeah, so I wouldn't put them in private school, but I would in New York.
But you put them in a segregated school, like all girls.
That's terrible. Terrible
idea.
You
learn nothing about boys.
Yeah, girls who are separated,
they
don't know.
You gotta learn that these idiot boys will tell you that they're 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, you have to learn, like, their day-to-day. You have to be involved with them so you see what's fake and what's real. You can't...
The kid in your school probably didn't really write a Def Leppard song. I told him that me and my friend wrote Love Bites, the Def Leppard song. Is it Love Bites? Love Bites. Love Bleeds. It's bringing me to my knees. And we wrote it in poem form.
You wrote it and then gave it to them. Yeah. Like, this is how I feel about you?
Or something, yeah. It's like, you know, you have these stupid, like, I like you. Now I'm mad at you because you did something.
Let me tell you the lyrics to this. I'm sure a lot of people know, but when you make love, do you look in the mirror?
Who do you think of?
Does he look like me? What else? When you make love, do you look in the mirror? Do you
think of it? That's do you touch and see something like that? No. I don't know.
Do you think of
ooh,
me?
Ooh, babe, I don't want to make love to you. Love to you might drive me crazy.
Because making love to you might drive me crazy. I know you think
that love is the way to make it. But I don't want to be there when you decide to break it.
Ooh, did you write the ooh part? Ooh,
no,
love.
Please, it was a poem. Please, don't be ridiculous.
And they believe that you wrote it.
They believe we wrote it.
And what'd you get out of that?
It all builded up, I think, to the sweet 2-second lay.
Is that your first?
That was my first. And literally in out done.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, but this is after high school then?
This is after high school.
But you gave it to her during high school. You laid a lot of ground. You laid a lot of groundwork.
Yeah, there was a lot of work.
In high school.
For the 2-second payout.
That you got.
It was all worth it.
But you didn't have sex during high school, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. So you put the groundwork in high school, and then afterwards you got it.
Right.
So 2 seconds.
I think before that I had a blowjob from somebody that I went to high school with.
You didn't think she was hot.
Not at all.
But she begged you to blow you, which is fascinating to me. I think that's all you have to do. If you're a teenager listening, you just say that you don't want it, and girls will just... Because how many girls offer to have sex with you?
Yeah.
How many? That's not normal. That's not normal at all. Although you did live in the country
like,
and girls
act
are
like,
skanks.
Act like you never drank. So you get people offer you free drinks all the
That's
time
true.
And
That's
act
true.
Like you will never have sex.
That's true. Yeah. And you teased a lot of girls, didn't you?
I did because I had to. Like, I'd be the jerk off at, like, a girl. I'm the one that took off all my clothes and about to have sex and go, no, I can't. I really believed it was a sin.
Until suddenly
I had sex and I'm like, no, I think this is okay. And I really felt a difference. Like, even though it lasted 2 seconds, I remember going home and I'm laying on the ground. I'm like, I'm a fucking man. I can feel it.
It is different.
I can
feel
the difference.
It's totally different. It's like you crossed over into this other world.
I lost my innocence.
Yeah, we were both 18 when we lost our virginity, which I think is incredible. I wonder if we met each other in high school. Like, I think we might have dated, actually, because we were both kind of like semi-nerds and semi-cool, right?
Right.
So I think that we would have dated. We probably never would have had sex because neither one of us would be trying. Because I wasn't trying to have sex with anyone. Right. I was waiting as long as I could. And you were waiting. So we'd probably like never... I don't see how it would happen. So it's better this way.
Yeah. I was saying about school and my dad picking us up. We'd go to, I was in the band.
You were in band camp, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and you'd go on these, you know, trips during football, to play at football games. Then we'd come back and your parents would pick you up. Me, my sister, all of us, when we did it at separate times or for 1 year, I think me and my sister were in the same age group, the same, you know, band group. We'd be there hours waiting for our parents to pick us up. Hours, embarrassed, just watching people leave. The band director would have to be the last one to leave. Eventually, he gave up. I'm like, you're okay, right? Yeah, I'm a fucking douche. My sister would hide in the school.
And you're actually...
And come out every so often. And I used to do this sometimes so that nobody would see. So the band director and nobody else would see that you're there for like 3 hours.
And you're not exaggerating. It was 3 hours waiting
for
your parents.
Not exaggerating at all. And you had to be right there, though.
Like when your parents
trouble.
Come.
Yeah.
God you had forbid, to predict
they keep
when.
Waiting. And they're how far away were they? 10 minutes?
Yeah. They were a mile.
At the most?
A mile, 2 miles away?
No, miles, but say 6 miles. I don't know.
I'm just thinking because you had to walk home sometimes.
Yeah, I'm in summer school, bettering myself.
Because you didn't go to summer school because you failed. You went to summer school because you volunteered.
To get ahead, right. And then I took all the classes.
I just wanted to get out of the house.
I took a full plate. Right. Right, I wanted to get out of the house. I wanted to maybe this will be my senior year and I'll finally have a study hall. You know, during my senior year, I took everything I needed by then. So I had like 2 study halls a day.
Right, you just had free time.
Yeah,
we were all doing that too. By the time
all
you
my
got...
classes were cooking classes.
Exactly.
You know, how to raise babies classes. We had to carry this baby doll around. You know how they have eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to carry around a baby doll. I didn't care.
Did you have a pretend wife?
No, we didn't.
No?
No, I guess that's the new generation to tell you, don't worry, you might be alone.
I didn't have any of that.
We
But in New York City schools, like, you can't have a lot of anything.
I'd feed my baby during lunch. I'm shoving food in his Cabbage Patch face. It's just falling down, but look, he's eating. I'd take him to the water fountain. The girls dug that. I'd take him to the water fountain and act like I'm drinking the baby water. And then I'd throw the baby like a football in the hall. And then my teacher would be like, people are telling me that you're putting food on the baby's face and you're throwing him around like a football. I'm like, I'm the only one feeding my baby. If you look around, I'm the only one playing with my baby. Where's his baby? With his books under his desk? I'd be in like a social studies class with the baby on my lap. And it's a dickhead teacher, the economics teacher. He's like, put the baby under the table. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, you're...
That is disgusting. He's not acting up.
Did you argue with the teacher?
I would say it real quick, but I'm sure I stuck it back under there.
See, I think you and I knew who we could mess with and who we weren't. So, like, wouldn't you be, like, the biggest nerd in some classes? Like, okay, we really can't fuck with you. And in other classes, you'd say whatever the hell you wanted. Yeah. And, yeah. See, that's the secret. You can't be a douchebag in every class. Right. Like, that's the difference between, like, full nerds and full, like, thugs.
Right.
So, we got the formula, babe.
And even this, even nowadays, my parents would say, like, you know, how they were always there and blah, blah, blah. And they'd say, like, are you and picking you up all the time? I'm like, thanks for bringing that up. How about this? Blah, blah, blah. Are you serious? Are you serious? Keith, we were there every time, on time, every single time. Yeah.
That's so
weird. 3 hours we waited.
And you all have, I think I've said this.
10 minutes away.
You all
have. For band. Who doesn't want their kid in band?
You all have the same stories. You cannot be making any of this up because then I'll talk to one of your siblings and they'll say it word for word. Like any story that Keith has said, they say exactly the same with the same tone, in the same part of the story, in the same exact thing that your dad or your mom said. It's really weird.
I'm in summer school, bettering myself. As a punishment for doing who knows what, I have to walk home from summer school. You want your kid in summer school taking advanced classes. Encourage it.
Yeah. And they're out of your hair. Your parents like, had five kids.
I bet you won't even walk home. I bet you'll quit summer school because you're a quitter. Where the fuck did this come from? I took summer school. I took it.
And then I'm beating up on Keith for drinking. Who wouldn't drink?
Thank you. Because I'm not a quitter.
And my mom would be exactly the opposite. My mom was also a stay-at-home mom. And I'd be like, listen, mom, everyone else is just going to take the train. Let me take the train. She'd be like, I don't think so. Except she'd be like, hey, I don't think so. So, and I would have to, she's like, then I'll pick all your friends up and I'll drop all of them off. What is it? And I'm like, okay, I'll just meet you. All I wanted to do was take a cab home with everyone, take a subway. I'm like, I could do it myself.
That's funny. That's what it's like in the city. Here, I was amazed how many people had cars. In the country, how many people drove to school? We had a student parking lot. That is weird.
A student parking lot,
like, and they all had their own car. For kids, you're 16 years old, you have your own car. That was just weird to me. I mean, there's no way I'd ever have my own car then.
No, well, by the time you reach junior or senior year, all the rich kids would be coming in flinging their keys because they got a BMW as a gift. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that. I was definitely still taking public transportation to school. And I didn't take like a yellow. I took the actual public bus to school.
And my mom, anything after school, karate or, you know, as in forensics where you go from school to school and you read like a book or something. You're reading it's like acting kind of. You're reading an excerpt from a book and
see,
like whoever has the best whatever, or you're doing like a little I don't know, like a little one act thing with yourself.
I like seriously, all the stuff that you tell me about your high school, and it's just a regular old high school, that's the only thing that makes me want to move to the country, because like you guys had all these extra things that were just normal school activities. The only thing is in a small country or a small town like that, you kind of have small minds, and it's just weird to be around, like not having any culture around you. Just all it is like all American pie, and you know, I bet there's not one Thai food restaurant in that area. They just got excited because one of those big, I don't know, a Chili's opened or something. I can't do that. But school wise and things like that, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's why I think you have to, the private schools are the best way to go here. But even still, that then you have all the private school kids are doing cocaine because they have too much money, and buying $500 book bags, and that's sick. So everything sickens you here. It's like either you go to school where nobody's paying attention to you because it's overcrowded and you can't hardly take any classes, or you go to a private school where people are just way, 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 way too... It's too much. Can you imagine? Like, they're doing cocaine on their $500, whatever, everything. Their shoes cost $400. That's sick.
Sick, awesome. But everybody had cars, and so I'm doing these things after school, and my mom would always say, always tell us, I was just talking to my sister Christy, and always tell us just to get a ride with somebody else. They had no problem us going home with strange students, you know, that nobody knew. Just find a ride.
Find your way home.
Yeah. And one time we have across the street is the Hostetlers, and they always had like the parties at night, and we were so jealous because we had all this land, but we would just stare at them, and we weren't allowed to make a lot of noise because sound travels. We had all this land.
You're sitting on 25 acres of land,
but we're not allowed to scream in it.
So that none of your neighbors get disturbed.
Right.
You didn't have any
neighbors. But I'm hearing they're having these awesome parties all the time. So anyway, my sister's probably so many years age difference from Chad, the boy that
lives across the street.
A year older than me. So there's a 5-year difference. And she goes, get a ride with the Hostetlers from band. Meanwhile, he just came in. He's out of school by now. He just came in to help something with the percussion line. He's like, all right, talk to him. And I don't know him. He lives right there. Just get a ride. You can wait 4 hours while he's doing shit.
So she would have to just be like, hi, I live across the street.
Can you take me home? Aww. You know, because obviously I have to go home now. So you get a line of chicks. I told my sister that when we were kids that I was Spider-Man, and she believed me. I said, the school having problems? I said, we have, you know how there's problems in this family? Well, I live down the street. You know, where you can't see. And I'm here to fix all the problems in the family. It's like, yeah, I believe it. We have problems. I'm like, yeah, I'm really Spider-Man. So I thought, I'm Peter Parker, I'm Spider-Man. And she believed me. And I said, wake me up and I'll go outside and I'll climb the walls for you. I just got to make sure nobody sees. And she said that she did try to wake me up at night a couple times. And I honestly wouldn't wake up, like, because I don't remember it at all. I didn't remember it the next day. And she's trying to wake me up, but I couldn't get up.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And then one day...
Why couldn't you just be yourself when you were in high school?
Superman?
Why do you have to make up... Actually, Mr. Irresistible.
That's the true me.
Oh, yeah.
With the Valentine's Day contest. And you went on stage dressed in swim trunks. And then dressed...
And you were working out back then.
And then dressed nice. And I entered a Mr. Irresistible contest and I won. That's so stupid. And then, and I was just saying, like, you know, little, what do you call them, double entendres. And so they never had a Mr. Irresistible contest after that.
You ruined the Mr. Irresistible contest because you had to be smart.
That's so sad. One time, and she's young, my sister, how young is she with the Spider-Man thing? My mom has to bathe her in the tub. I guess she's getting out of that stage.
Wow, that's really young.
Not really.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, she's got to...
She has to watch over her while she's taking a bath in the tub.
4, 5, maybe still 6,
I'd like to think older.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a little, you know, she needs to be watched.
Yeah, okay.
So so then my mom comes out and goes, hey, how's it going? What's going on? I'm like, what are you doing? You're looking at me funny. Oh, what's wrong? Are you nervous about something? Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, no, what'd she say? Spider-Man's a little nervous. What are you afraid of, Spider-Man? I thought you're Spider-Man.
Was she being cute and funny about it?
No, she wasn't.
She was mad at you?
I was in big trouble, yeah.
Really?
Spider-Man.
How much trouble could you be in?
I got paddled.
Really?
Yeah. For telling my sister I'm Spider-Man. And I'm like, you ruined it. Now this family's doomed.
Did you say that to her? You're a fucking ass.
I'm like, you were told not to tell anybody.
Oh, my God. And then you got paddled again for that?
I'm sure I did.
Good for you.
Or I have one coming.
From me.
Yes. Spider-Man. All right, Simpins. Thank you.